This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Sophie Turner has now filed documents claiming that Joe Jonas has illegally abducted their children. Yep. Before their split, the couple had agreed that while Sophie was filming an intense series, the children would stay with Joe on the Jonas Brothers tour. Well, Sophie finished the series and wants to take the children back to England, but Joe says no, and that he's not a sucker. Nicki Minaj's husband, Kenneth Petty, was placed on house arrest after he and a couple of his thug pals posted a video threatening Cardi B's husband, Offset. They were seen standing outside a New York hotel making threatening comments. Offset replied with his own video where he was standing outside a private jet laughing that he wasn't in the hotel. Can't the husbands just play nice? Stranger Things actress Millie Bobby Brown's wedding planning doesn't include her famous future father-in-law performing. The 19-year-old actress and Jake Bon Jovi, son of rocker John Bon Jovi, got engaged after 2 years of dating. But Bon Jovi won't perform at their wedding, as Millie said he deserves a break. But John did say, "I'll be there for you." Adele called her boyfriend, Rich Paul, her husband while on stage in Las Vegas. "You can't marry me. I'm straight, my love, and my husband's here tonight," the Grammy winner, 35, told a gay female audience member. "Can you try?" the fan replied. "No, I don't want to try. I'm with Rich. You're crazy. Leave me alone," unquote. So, did Adele secretly marry? Rap veteran Busta Rhymes was sure full of skin-crawling moves at a show in St. Paul, Minnesota. Rhymes was holding his microphone near his crotch and saying to a fan, "Baby, if you give it to me," before stroking his mic while sticking his tongue out. He continued, quote, "We f***ing tonight. I see your love for me, baby," unquote. Yeah. Cancelled.
Dead or alive.
Anton Yelchin played the role of Pavel Chekhov in the J.J. Abrams reboot of Star Trek. He also appeared in Alpha Dog, Fright Night, and Charlie Bartlett. Dead or alive? Dead. In 2016, he was standing behind his SUV when it rolled backward down his steep driveway and pinned him to his mailbox and security gate. Aww. Hugh Jackman and Deborah Lee Furness, who met on the set of Australian TV series Corelli in 1995, have announced that their marriage has come to an end after 27 years. They said, quote, "We have been blessed to share almost 3 decades together as husband and wife in a wonderful, loving marriage," unquote. Right. So wonderful that it needs to end. Comedian Russell Brand is in hot water after 4 women have accused him of rape, sexual assault, and emotional abuse. Brand claims that when his career was hot, he was very promiscuous, but his sexual encounters were all very much consensual. He married Katy Perry in 2010, but they filed for divorce 14 months later. Probably because he kissed a girl. Or four. Katy Perry hinted at Russell Brand's secrets years before sexual abuse claims came to light. In a 2013 interview with Vogue, which has resurfaced, the singer spoke about her controlling ex-husband and their really hurtful marriage. Perry claims he was very controlling when she was touring because he didn't like her being the boss. And that's why he got fired.
Idiot of the Week!
Jan Wenner might be the founder of Rolling Stone magazine, but he's no longer on the board of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Foundation after contentious comments he made about black and female musicians. Wenner explained that it's his opinion that these artists do not articulate at the level of white and male musicians. Wait for it. Idiot! Vanna White has agreed to co-host Wheel of Fortune for at least 2 more years. Yep, the 66-year-old letter turner received a substantial pay increase from her current $3 million per year salary. Prior to the recent negotiations, the longtime host had not gotten a raise for nearly 2 decades. Payback's a bitch. Wait, is there a B? Elon Musk posted a meme mocking rapper and actor Ice Cube, saying, "This is what Ice Cube looks like now. Feel old yet?" The member of legendary rap group NWA fired back with his own meme, taking a direct shot at Musk, showing the blue Twitter bird logo on the left and a dumpster fire on the right. Hey Musk, don't you have anything better to do? Maren Morris is saying goodbye to country music. That's right. The Grammy-winning singer-songwriter, 33, announced she's quitting the genre because she feels the country music industry has reverted back to its racist and misogynistic roots. "I thought I'd like to burn it to the ground and start over, but it's burning itself down without my help," she said. Good for you, Maren. Drew Barrymore decided to delay the season 4 premiere of her talk show after receiving massive backlash for resuming filming amid the ongoing strikes in Hollywood. Barrymore said, quote, "I've listened to everyone and I'm making the decision to pause the show's premiere until the strike is over," unquote. But it was her initial decision that drew criticism.
The Trash Bin.
Real Housewives of Orange County's Shannon Beador got arrested for driving drunk. I wish I was kidding. The reality TV star drove her car onto a residential property in Newport Beach and actually clipped the house. Beador then drove down the road before parking her vehicle in the middle of the street and getting out with her dog. Ugh, glad the dog's okay.
The news wrap-up.
Elon Musk says X is moving to a monthly subscription fee to combat bots and to line his pockets. Olive oil prices surged over 100% to record highs, sparking cooking oil thefts. Thousands of Airbnbs and other short-term rentals are expected to disappear from rental platforms as New York City begins enforcing tight restrictions. Hotel said, thank you.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Expendables 4 is tops of the box office.
The number one album.
Rod Wave's Nostalgia is the best-selling album.
The number one app.
PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds is still the top-paid app.
The number one book.
Elon Musk by Walter Isaacson is the best-selling nonfiction book.
Hot recording artist SZA turned down the opportunity to perform at this year's MTV VMAs. Why? Well, despite being nominated for 8 awards, she was not included in the Artist of the Year category. Instead, the nominees were Taylor Swift, Beyoncé, Doja Cat, Karol G, Nicki Minaj, and Shakira, with Swift taking home the top prize. So the winner for top beef at the MTV Video Music Awards goes to SZA. In the meantime, though, she's guesting on a new track by Drake, which we love. Here's Drake featuring SZA with the song of the week, Slime You Out.
This ain't the latest I could get on you. Send wires on wires on wires like Idris. Lucky that I don't take back what was given. I could have you on payment plan till you're 150. And my star right here, she got some bars for y'all. So I'ma fall back and let SZA talk hurt for a minute. Sliming you out, sliming you out, slime you out.
Damn, these got me so twisted. Slide me out, pull up, go right about. Mine, I got time, let's discuss all those lies about. Fighting out here like you digging me out, and I ain't even numbing it now. And you ain't about to do rapping.
That was Drake featuring SZA with the song of the week, Slime You Out. Follow us across all social media. That's LA Spins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.